Hello?
Hi. Looking to speak with Elsa.
Who's calling?
My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and we're not asking for any type of donations. But first
okay,
of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the March primary? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Probably.
Okay. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and the state offices, but skip voting for the city and county offices. When you vote in the primary, March primary elections, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Probably.
Okay. And what year were you born? Just a year.
Oh, we're getting a little bit too personal there.
Oh, you can give me a number close. It doesn't have to be the correct one. The reason why we ask this question is just to make sure that we're representing people of all ages.
Okay. So you can put down 1965.
Okay. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of the concerns is the most important to you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one. Water policy, public safety and crime, inflation and the cost of living, parental rights and education, housing affordability, homelessness, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges.
Jobs and wages, definitely.
Okay.
They
and what's
are
following up?
Not up to par.
And thank you again for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Mm-hmm. Here's the first one. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Nope, not at all.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very un.
Okay. What about Paul Dictos?
Never heard of him.
Gary Bredefield?
No.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. What about Gavin Newsom?
No way. Absolutely not.
Steve Brundle?
Never heard of him.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Steve Brundle, a county supervisor and businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor, a recorder, Dion.
Okay, but hold on. You're asking me questions that are on the ballot. Why am I giving you all these answers? You're basically putting me down as like I'm giving you all what I'm going to vote for.
This is just a study that we're conducting, ma'am. All of your answers are strictly confidential. We don't share this information with nobody. This is just a study that we're conducting.
So why are you guys doing this study?
Because we want to know what the public thinks.
You guys already know what they think. The country is a mess right now. And look who's the president.
Well, let me ask you.
It's a total mess.
But let
and
me
so
ask
is
you,
Fresno
ma'am.
County. Fresno County is a mess.
Okay. But let me ask you, ma'am, from the names that I read to you, which one do you think you would vote for Super
None
Biden?
Of them.
Okay. And with the following, and thank you so much for your patience, I'm going to read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. Here's the next one. If the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean towards? Bryce Herrera, Steve Berdow, County Supervisor and Businessman, or Paul Dictos, the CPA and County Accessor Recorder, or Dion Burdes, or Gary Bredefield, a business and city council member?
None of them.
Okay. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Burdow, County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Redfield as the Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'll pass on that one.
Okay. And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for a candidate?
I would not vote for a person that would do such a thing.
What about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Most likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who is 80 years old?
What about it?
Would you be much likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
I don't think so.
Okay. What about a candidate who is a Democrat?
Absolutely not.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
What was the question?
The question is a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density...
If it's a Democrat, you can forget about it.
Okay. Well, I am required to read verbatim. This is what the statement says. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Well, first of all, they have to up the salary around here. The wages are just really poor. They're not up to par here. Somebody's taking all that money in.
So would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely?
No.
Or somewhat less likely?
They have to fix the salary that's around this county. The valley, they don't pay the people enough here.
Okay. So from the options
I
have here.
Excuse me?
From the options that I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much less likely?
I can't answer that question.
Okay. The other one says a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for a candidate?
Somewhat most likely.
Okay. The other one says a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes, and fees.
Someone that who?
It says here, a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Most likely.
A candidate who will serve in the military and work as a medical professional at the Fresno VA, a Veterans Administration.
I would say most likely.
Okay. Now, we are starting to wrap this up. I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. Here's the first one. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out influence and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Good chance.
The other one says, Stephen Rundown currently serves as the county supervisor. He has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Rundown has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our communities' neighborhoods. Rundown is a mega Republican and who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the council library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Steve Rundown for county supervisor?
Hello, chance.
And the last one says, Gary Redfield currently serves on the Fresno County Council, where he fought against making mandate and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights, freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Redfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Gary Redfield for county supervisor?
That's a good chance.
Okay. And after hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Steve Rundown, a county supervisor and businessman, or Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor, recorder, or Dion Bordes, and Gary Redfield, a businessman and city council member, for whom would you vote for?
Gary.
Redfield? Gary Redfield?
Yes. Is he a Republican?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
And a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
No, very.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year? Oh, boy. The last year, do you mean like high school or college or what do you?
Yes, high school, college. The last year you have completed in school.
The last year of college.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends and family?
I own homes, just put it that way.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.